WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Two clear views of U.S.-Chinese relations are emerging as President Biden makes one of his final overseas trips, and President-elect Trump shores up his cabinet and maps out his policies. CBS's Natalie Brand begins our coverage in South America, with Biden stressing the need for strong relations with Beijing.
The White House says President Biden also raised concerns with Xi about recent cyber attacks linked to China. Peace across the Taiwan Strait, Russia's war on Ukraine, artificial intelligence and potential risks of developing AI technology in the military field, as well as the need to maintain human control over the decision to use nuclear weapons.
Correspondent Raymond Asensio is hearing about tariff concerns in Hong Kong.
Trump's top threat is economic. Eye-watering tariffs of 60% on all Chinese imports to protect American manufacturing.
In terms of retaliation choices for China, it's very limited.
Yeah. Chen Zhiwu at Hong Kong University says that's because China relies on America for crops and semiconductors.
I would not want to invest too much in China.
The play is America.
That's right.
Trump is fine-tuning his cabinet, adding his pick of fossil fuel executive Chris Wright for energy secretary. CBS's Allie Ballin says his number two is huddling with Senate colleagues in Washington.
CBS News has learned Vice President-elect J.D. Vance has been speaking with Senate Republicans about the confirmation process and gauging support for Trump's picks. Now, Trump still has about a dozen more cabinet roles to decide on, and next week he's expected to choose his economic team, which includes Treasury Secretary. Allie Ballin, CBS News, New York.
A new report shines light on the time and money Americans are spending on paying the rent.
The Self Financial Study says the typical American renter has to work 50 hours to pay the rent. That's 30% of a month's work. Chen Zhao is with Redfin.
What it's telling us is that housing is really unaffordable in this country, and it's really unaffordable for renters.
Zhao says despite a housing shortage, there's good news. Rental prices are flat, incomes are rising.
Which is good. It's helping to chip away at this affordability issue, but it will take a long time at this pace for us to get back to anything that resembles affordability.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
Gymnastics coach Bella Caroli has died at age 82. He and his wife trained many greats, including Mary Lou Retton. McDonald's is jumping to the aid of its franchisees.
Get it while you can.
Ba-da-ba-ba. Following the recent E. coli outbreak linked to onions used in its Quarter Pounders, the company says it is investing $100 million to accelerate what it calls recovery and support at its most heavily impacted venues. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
All right. It is Saturday night here in Madison in the state of Wisconsin. My name is Rocker. I'm here with Terry Barr and Jimmy K.
Woo!
It's time for Mag Sync Radio.
It is time for Mag Sync Radio. Let's do this, guys.
Local music, all made right here in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. You know, Terry, last week I brought in some music, some stuff out of my closet from the Mad City Music CD that was put out. John Mocknick recorded it. Sue Peterson, it was her show, WIBA, you might remember it.
Of course.
So I pulled in a couple of songs. I've been playing them. So we're going to start a double dip with one of those songs. It's called Shake. This is Fat Function. We're going to tell you about their show coming up real soon. It just was announced. You're listening to Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Get up and get your groove on.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Is the well runs dry. That is Fat Function, and before that, Shake. That was from the Mad City Music CD that WIPA put out a while back, and they have just announced that they have a new show coming February 8th at the High Noon Saloon with Mark Croft Band.
Nice. Put that on the calendar.
Yeah, Fat Woo-hoo! Function coming in February. So plan on that, and we have a great show tonight. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's talk about all the stuff coming. Just in a few minutes, we should have John Schneider. He's going to be in here. He's with Baghdad Scuba Review and a new project called Ellison Bay. We'll hear about that project honoring his niece Ellie and the Baghdad reunion show that's going to be happening soon. Stanley Kipper, New Primitives. They have music out. He's from Minneapolis. This guy is pretty legendary. He's even played with the Bee Gees.
Oh,
Right?
Do we get to ask him about that?
Sure, why not?
I love it. Okay.
Queen of Dreams. Lindsay and Caleb, they'll be in here. They have a new album, Subnivian, and the show is at the Crucible coming up, a release show. We'll hear all about that. And live in the lair tonight, Bing Bong, playing cuts from the new album, Hip Eponymous, plus some old throwbacks. We're going to talk to Pam and the gang, find out what's going on. Indie 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal and After Hours with Rob Roberts rounds out Max Inc. Radio for this week.
This is a stack show.
It's
going to be a great night. And thanks to everybody who is listening, wherever you may be listening. We're really happy about it.
So I had dinner at the new Mexican restaurant down here on State Street.
Oh, yeah,
the place where it was Nick's restaurant before.
Right.
I forget the name of it. I feel bad. But I had the chicken tortilla soup and margaritas.
Oh, that sounds so good right now.
It was tasty.
Uh-huh.
I was kind of surprised. They had noodles in the chicken tortellini soup. But I worked around the noodles, you know, because of the egg deal. But
oh, that's right.
It was good. It was okay. A good soup.
Did they change the decor very much of the old Nick's? I used to love that place. Oh, my gosh.
Nick was great. And, yeah. The you know, obviously they changed some stuff.
Okay.
It definitely, they put their own spin on a Mexican restaurant.
Got it.
Kind of has a diner feel almost.
But it still has the diner feel to
good.
Exactly. And the, you could feel Nick's was still there. You know, the classic bar restaurant, you know.
Wow. I love
cool.
it. He always brings us a good food update.
Yeah.
The margaritas was good. I had two margaritas.
Woo!
And they were delicious.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm feeling great. Saturday night, the Badgers are about to play. We're on the radio.
Got it. Yeah. It's all good, isn't it?
We ate there before King Crimson.
Oh, so, nice. Yeah,
it was pretty good.
All right. Now, Brian and I have to get there.
Yep.
Okay.
How
all
was
right.
your birthday, dude? Happy 59 years.
Oh, boy. Woo-hoo. Jimmy blows it out right on the radio. It's pretty good, Jimmy. We had a great dinner, stayed home, and my kids got me an Apple Watch. So now I get to...
Yeah, he's showing it off now, too.
Yeah, I get to check my heartbeat, like, all the time,
uh-huh.
right? You know,
yeah.
Any outlying, you know, things, I don't know. You know,
yep.
It's the new age.
Wow.
Yeah. So
good for you,
now
though.
Now they can track me in the grocery store. And,
I was just going to ask, can I have your password so I can track where Rocker is?
Yeah. Right, you know? Yeah. You're in the candy aisle. Get us some now.
We could do like a science experiment, Terry, and track Rocker and his habits. And
Where is he going?
Well, I posted about his birthday yesterday. Did you see all the love he got
on the Maxine Radio?
My good. And of course, he goes, "Oh, I see the word got out." I'm like, "Yeah."
Well, you know, I check on Facebook. Like, do you want everybody to know your birthday? No.
Uh huh.
I'm a strange like that. You know.
Too bad.
So, did you and Alice, you guys do anything special at all? Or?
Alice just made dinner.
Well, that's nice.
Fish tacos and mango salsa.
Guys, I'm hungry.
We went to Bloom Bakery for some pastries and, you know, just kind of hung out.
Right. Very nice.
You're just six years away from being able to draw on your Social Security and go on
well,
Medicare.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And go on Medicare.
Excellent. Excellent. What else do I have to look forward to?
Life in general. We'll just keep it rolling.
Those things may not be around when you get there, but that's
boy.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But we're unplugged from politics.
Yeah, I was going to say, good thing we're a music show. Oh, man. All right, Rocker, what else we got going on here? Your birthday, but that doesn't mean you're not working.
Well, that's true, and we'll have to... well, you know, there's a band. They're playing, actually, tonight. Line is playing with Gentle Brontosaurus. Mm. They're having their debut EP release of The Making Room at the Harmony Bar. They're acoustic sharing folk, pop, lyric-driven songs. It's vocalist Maddie Batsley, who we've had right here in the lair, Jimmy, you may remember.
I do.
Over at University Avenue. And that has drummer Emily Mills from Little Red Wolf.
She's so fabulous.
Yeah, and some other great players. So there's a lot of good stuff. We have some brand new Line from their new album being released tonight. This is called No Clarity. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
This storm's on the ocean. 10,000 miles of bears, bears, bears down. There'll be no clarity, my love, until this scar's in the open. 10,000 miles, I bear, I bear, I bear. This now. these places look so different when you've seen it all from them. In the end, we are surrounded by the ones who came and went. Still never thought this day would come. I always imagined it wrong. Foot first, yeah. Right past the other.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Take one last look around. Take a bow.
Take a bow.
one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last look around. Were you expecting there to be slow decay? Walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last look around.
That is the mascot theory, Fast Car Getaway. If you're listening to the words, Eric wrote that song during kind of a dip in what they were doing as a band. And that's really the whole idea behind the song. He was thinking, am I done on stage? Do I take my last bow and say, see ya, it's been great? Well, I'm so happy they have not. They have new music coming out again. And if you're wondering right now, if you're listening to me and you're thinking, man, I'd love to see the Mascot Theory live. Well, you can go right now to the Barrymore in Madison, where Flannel Fest starts. I think it's already underway. Beth Killey is the opening band, and then Mascot Theory is playing. So if you run on over to Barrymore, of course, we don't want to lose you as a listener right now.
Well,
but yeah.
But if you're buying a ticket to Flannel Fest,
yes,
you're also helping the Wisconsin
Wisconsin Cool Warm Fun. And that is a statewide charity that they have been supporting with Flannel Fest for, I think this is the 11th year.
Yeah.
So it's great. And it's so fun to always see the photos. And when I've been part of Flannel Fest, it is flannel, as far as you can see. It is so great.
Well, and they've raised $137,000, yeah. I think, I read, for the Keep Wisconsin Warm and Cool Fun.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's
musicians are always doing amazing things, doing really good things to help the communities.
I love the community help when it revolves around music. It's pretty cool.
I agree.
Hey, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations in Madison. You can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Also sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at MoveToMadison.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Hi, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at MoveToMadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, let's get back to some rock and roll. This is Baghdad Scuba Review. Where are you? You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Should not live in your life.
Dad's Scuba Review and that song, Where Are You?
I'm right here.
I'm so glad you're right there. I'm Terry Barr along with Jimmy Kay and Rocker. And Rocker, we also have someone else wonderful in the studio with us. Happens to know about the song we just played.
That's right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, John Schneider. John Schneider is the founder of longtime Madison Jammers Baghdad Scuba Review. Created in the mid-2000s, the band grew in popularity and performed for many years around the Midwest. Baghdad Scuba Review can be found performing reunion shows every now and then. And they had one that was going, but we're going to announce that, well, that show may not be happening. So we'll still
But they might have a different one.
They may have a different
one. And we'll let you know. We'll keep you posted.
But John is also an accomplished singer-songwriter on his own and recently released a new album under the name Ellison Bay. Here to give us the skinny on Baghdad Scuba Review and tell us the amazing story behind Ellison Bay is John Schneider. John, welcome to Max Inc. Great Job.
John, thank you for having me.
Oh, this is great.
Now, John, you moved from California to Wisconsin. You know, some people might say you're crazy.
Oh, I'll tell you, it was the best move back home. I mean, I'm from Green Bay originally, so left college and went and traveled out west and went to music school at Musicians Institute in Los Angeles and had the privilege of really playing with some fantastic musicians out there and touring the country for a while. And eventually it was time to come home and settled here in Madison and absolutely love it here. And
I'm from Green Bay, too.
Oh, beautiful.
What part of L.A. were you living out there?
Well, I lived in Hollywood for a couple of years, right down across from La Brea, like right between La Brea and Hollywood Boulevard.
Sure.
right in the middle of it all, right next to the Man's Chinese Theater. Then I bought a sailboat and I lived in Marina Del Rey
on the boat. Yeah. Wow, on the boat?
Yeah. Oh,
Marina Del Rey is on my bucket list to go to. That and the Santa Monica Pier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was much cheaper for me. Though. Yeah, it was much cheaper for me to live on the boat when I was traveling with the band than to be paying rent and. It was quite an experience, and I wasn't much of a sailor, but I figured it out and loved doing it, and it was an experience I'd never want to.
I have dibs on your story. We're going to write your story together.
You know, you can get an Airbnb on a boat in Marina Del Rey for like $200 a night.
Yep, you
it's
can.
Really good.
There you go.
Now, John, you know, I want to ask you, you know, how did you get into music? How did you start playing music? You know, did your parents have a role in that?
No, you know, I was always kind of a singer. I sang in choir as a kid and loved singing. I sang at church when I was a kid. My grandmother was a fantastic singer. She was singing opera. My mom was a piano player. Music was always a part of our family, but I'm kind of the only musician in my direct immediate family at the moment. But it's interesting. Now I've got a nephew here at UW-Madison who's just started playing the guitar, and he's a really talented musician. I have a feeling he'll be out on the scene here playing quite a bit in his college years. He's going to be he's a freshman now, so he's got some years to do
Send him on over for the show.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, it's interesting because family and music are really kind of go hand in hand for me, and it's been quite a journey just teaching my family and my my nephews and nieces and my kids and singing songs with them. And a lot of the music that's going to come out on this Ellison Bay project is going to be songs that I've written with my family and for my family over the years.
Oh, that's going to be beautiful.
You were on the air with us a couple of years ago and you had your son with us. Is he doing any type of music at all? Or
He sings with me quite a bit. He hasn't picked up an instrument quite yet. Every now and then he plinkers on the guitar a little bit. He's got one sitting in his room. And I always say, if you want to learn an instrument, take the instrument, and guitar is a great one for this, and set it, you know, next to your bed and leave it out and play it 5 minutes a day for a year and you'll be able to play. And everybody's like, oh, I just don't have the gift. And that's not the way it works, really.
Five minutes a day
for a year. And you're not going to become...
I'm writing that down. I like it.
You're not going to be Jerry Garcia in 5 minutes a day, right?
Uh-huh.
But, ever. but you'll learn how to strum and you'll learn how to play and it won't be so mystical for you and you'll actually realize that it is something that can be done. And I think that's a missed gift. Music is not really taught the way that reading and writing and arithmetic is. And so people think it's this mystical thing and it's just not, and it's such a it's something that you just need to be present for and take a little bit of time, and over time you're able to do it.
I love that.
Well,
that's
really
great.
You just
advice.
you kind of are able to make music to your abilities, so even a person that doesn't have a very ton of ability can still make music. It's not exclusive to being a master of an instrument.
Yeah, correct. I mean, you just being able to strum by the side of a campfire and, knowing three chords and most
and
of our
truth.
Music.
Yeah, isn't that three chords and the truth?
Right? Yeah, that's a good one. You know, it is just a matter of understanding a little bit of who you are and a little bit of rhythm, and boom, music comes.
I want to ask you, because we just heard this terrific song from Baghdad Scuba Review that you said is something like 10 years old or
something. Yeah, it's probably older than that, yeah.
Tell us about the band, though. What is the backstory? How'd you get together? And I think you are a favorite, it seems.
Yeah, you know, we've been very lucky to be embraced by Madison. And for many years, we were able to do Summerfest. Rocker got us down there, years and years ago when I moved into Madison. And we played multiple years in a row down there. We played, Barrymore shows and Majestic shows and New Year's Eve shows, and really just had a fantastic time with this band. And I have so many great memories, and they're great friends. It's an amazing group of fantastic musicians who play multiple groups here still in Madison. Nice. And my career has kind of taken me a little bit further away from the music scene. I just don't get as much time doing it, but I still play, I play an awful lot, and I think about music a lot, and I write a lot. So it's still a huge part of my life and a big part of my family, and it's the thing that keeps me going.
Oh. You know, Baghdad has been around Madison for a long time. You can almost say you guys are Madison legends in the Madison music scene. You know, you're out at the grocery store at Woodman's in the meat department, somebody comes up and say, "Hey, it's John from Baghdad."
You know, I don't know how many times that's happened, but it's not that many.
Well, I want to turn this now to your new project, because there's a lot of heart behind this one, isn't it? Ellison Bay. And yeah, wow. Tell us all about it. Door County, Ellison Bay is in Door County.
Yeah, so, it's I get a little emotional talking about it, but my niece Ellie passed away in September of cancer. Mm-hmm. Very difficult, but I'll tell you that I have one of the most beautiful families you can possibly imagine. Oh. And we were so strong together as a family during this. And it was Ellie's strength that actually brought this music forward. And she and I would sing all the time together. She had just an angel's voice. And so she had, just said, "Hey, Uncle Jay, you gotta get some of your music out there." And
good.
So I had the privilege of having that inspiration. And out of that, I'm sitting there thinking about what I'm going to call this project. And John Schneider's a pretty common name, right? I didn't necessarily think I wanted that one out on Spotify. I don't know if people are going to really recognize what that is. You search that and there's going to be thousands of us. So I was thinking, what can I do? I want to pay homage and a nod to my beautiful Ellie and to my family. We're from Green Bay. And I just started thinking about it. And Ellison Bay is obviously a bay in Door County. My family has places up in Door County, so we spend a lot of time up there.
Best sunset.
Yeah, oh, right. It's just amazing up there. Yeah. So, it just struck me, and I was just like, this would be a great way to pay tribute to her memory. And she really was one of the most incredible souls. She burned so bright that at 22 years of age she was gone, but she was just an incredible person. And so we all miss her very much.
I can't wait to hear this music.
That's powerful. Thank you for sharing that with us. And it has to be therapeutic to be able to make music about a loved one like that, And you have this CD release show coming up. That's going to be a really emotional night for you.
Yeah, well, we're in the process of putting this album together over the next 8 weeks or so. I should have all of the tracks out there. And I actually, she inspired me to write a song that came out, and I was able to sing at her celebration of life. That will be on the album. I'm hoping to have that one finished by Christmas, but it's been a little bit of a challenge even to put it down because it is so emotional. But, it's just a privilege to have, as painful as these types of situations are, to experience the loss is to know you have truly loved. And this has been, as hard as it is, I'm so blessed to have the family to have been with, to go through it with, and to have known her for those 22 years, and now in spirit to know her now.
And it's so interesting when other people will hear this music, they'll know your story, but who knows how it will impact their listening to this music,
right?
What it will mean to them. And that's, I think, the magic and the power of a good song. So thank you for sharing all of that with us. It's very cool.
Are you recording these in a studio? Are you doing it kind of on your own? How are you recording these songs?
So I'm recording here in a studio downtown, just getting the raw tracks down. I'm actually, a friend of mine is a producer out in Los Angeles, and I was able to work with him directly on the tracks, and he's the one who put together this first song, and it likely will be every track here on forward. We really liked how this one turned out. So we're collaborating on the next sets, and we're just kind of taking it from there. I'm just really excited to see where it goes. To be honest, I haven't done a solo project ever, and it's always been something that I wanted to do. So this has been, this first song was, I truly like, this is the first song that I've ever really tied myself to and said, man, I really enjoy this track. And I feel very proud to have been able to put it together. And this track I wrote right after the January 6th debacle with Trump and the election and all that. And it was, you know, we all have differences, which is the name of the track. And I think it's more important now than ever that we set aside those differences, that we find the commonalities, because I think that the media and the system in general tends to drive wedges between us. And it's important that we remove those wedges and find the common pieces of what it is that we agree on and how we can come together with love and joy and happiness and see how we can bring that all together.
It's, united we stand, divided we fall, right?
That's right.
Doesn't get any more simple than that. There it is.
There yeah. it is. Mm-hmm. John Schneider, thank you so much for taking the time to come down to the studio to speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it. How do we keep up with you online and find your music online?
Well, the only place that I have it all on the major, you know, online services, iTunes and Spotify. But Spotify is the best one, actually, really, to go on there under Ellison Bay. And if you ask, you know, Ellison Bay featuring John Schneider, differences, that's the only track I have up right okay. now. But I believe I'll be releasing one. There looks like there will be one more ready in about a week. And I'm just going to keep loading them up one at a time and sending them over and hopefully getting more and more traction with the tunes.
That's excellent. Good luck with this.
Thank you guys so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's take a listen. This is brand new Ellison Bay Difference. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Turn on the telly or read a magazine. We're just waiting for an instance for them to come clean. See the parade roll with pictures of the wave and king. What we're taking in isn't always as it seems. See, our view is shaped by the choices that we make, or is it the news that's fake? They got it spinning all day long. What the hell is going wrong? Can't you see what's going on? Truth is this or that, and I just can't find the time. Or to understand it all, or analyze every line. They keep saying that we have differences. Take our thoughts and stream them out around and bend them. They keep saying that we have differences, prying us open, filling us up, shutting us down. They got us down another rabbit hole, foraging for more than what is real. Oh, maybe it's some big steal or another locked door. Once we take a side, true, you can hide. Prying us open, filling us up, shutting us down, creating our divide. They keep saying that we have differences, taking our thoughts and screaming them out around and bending them. They keep saying that we have
desire remains to our end. All that sighing that we had, differences, I say the time has come to set them aside again and feel some joy and love in our lives, my friend. Just because we have differences, oh, it doesn't have to be. We should speak freely. There is no need to agree. Just come together. Together in love, come together.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, that is Work, They are playing at the Holidays Work Party at the Burr Oak. That is December 27th. We'd like to thank John Schneider from Ellison Bay for coming down and talking with us. And right now, let's listen to a little Eddie 8 Dynamite. This is a throwback. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.